And let's go to Washington State now, where the vast majority of those deaths have been, and where the North Shore School District near Seattle has closed all 34 of its schools. Classes will be held online starting on Monday. The district's superintendent, Michelle Reed, joins us now. And Michelle, I know this is a very busy time for you. Why did you decide to close those schools?
Well, what we've had over the last couple of weeks is an escalation of students and staff who have been anxious and also sick, to be honest with you. Yesterday, there were new recommendations that came out from the health department. And those recommendations, while they indicated that students are not generally at as high a risk in terms of the illness, they did recommend that there were people of higher risk over 60 years of age, those with underlying health conditions, perhaps weakened immune systems, or are pregnant, that should avoid going into work. At that point, we ran the data for our staff, and we had well over 500 staff that fit into one of those categories or another, and in some cases, several. So what we realized was that we would not be able to safely operate school because we wouldn't have enough staff within the brick-and-mortar school setting.
When you say that people were sick, do you mean sick with the coronavirus? Because in a letter that you wrote to parents this week, you said that several people from the district may have been exposed. What can you tell us about that? Are they students, teachers, staff members?
So a week ago, we had a situation at one of our comprehensive high schools where we had a staff member exposed who had traveled internationally with another family member who was being tested. Yesterday, we had a parent volunteer who spent time at an elementary school who had a confirmed presumptive positive for the coronavirus. So it feels like sort of daily there's, if you will, a new situation for us to address around the exposure, just a variety of scenarios, as you might imagine, in a school district this size.
So you make a distinction that your schools are not, in fact, shut down, that you are transitioning from physical locations, physical schools, to cloud-based learning. How are you going to do that for your 23,577 students?
Great question. Last week, all of our school districts in Washington State received notice from our state superintendent of public instruction to plan and prepare for the possibility of extended school closures. So our staff got together over the weekend, our senior staff, our teachers association, our IT folks. And the best we could come up with over the weekend was to be thoughtful about what could an online learning platform look like for our students. And it's work that we've done in various parts of the school district already over the last couple of years. And the work we needed to do was bring that up to scale for the entire district. So that's what we did. We canceled school on Tuesday so we could have a full district staff training day to be prepared for this possibility.
But that means like a day or two of preparation to go from traditional classroom learning to internet-based learning. Respectfully, because you are in a difficult situation here, how are you going to do that smoothly? Like, are you confident that, say, I don't know, like a kid who doesn't have access to the internet at home is not going to fall behind?
So we've been actually working on this, our one-to-one initiative, for quite a while. And we have also computing devices that we're able to loan or check out to families, as well as remote hotspots. We've been issuing those really throughout the year. So it's not really completely new. What's new is bringing it to scale.
Will attendance be mandatory?
We are taking attendance, but in case where perhaps a student has, you know, isn't feeling well, we would expect them to rest and take care of themselves at home. But we will be taking both student and staff attendance through the online platform.
Oh, another reason I ask is because parents have jobs. They're probably very worried about what in the world they're going to do with their kids for the next 2 weeks. What kind of situation are they in? And what are you doing to help them?
Well, in our Seattle area right now, a number of our families, their employers have already sent notice that they would expect them to work from home if possible due to the coronavirus. So a lot of our families and parents are actually working from home in increasing numbers. For those families who may require childcare to maintain work hours, we've sent out a survey and asked them to respond. And so far, we've heard from 250 families who would request some type of childcare support. And we have a team working on that to craft a model that we can put into place by Monday.
How do you make the call to reopen? Because presumably the spread of the virus will be even further along 2 weeks from now.
we're going to continue to heed the recommendations of our public health department and state agencies. They've been great partners for us, and we'll continue to look at their recommendations as we move forward, as well as healthcare providers in our community.
That's Superintendent Michelle Reed of the North Shore School District. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck to you, and I hope we can keep in touch in the days and weeks ahead to see how you're doing.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Keep us in your thoughts.